Please note that clicking the Auto Calculate link will automatically populate the number of days and the discontinue date if a valid quantity and SIG have been entered for the medication. Next. If your office dispenses sample medications, the sample's manufactured lot number can be recorded by clicking the sample link. If your office dispenses sample medications, the sample's manufactured lot number can be recorded by clicking the sample link. If your office dispenses sample medications, the sample's manufactured lot number can be recorded by clicking the sample link. If your office dispenses sample medications, the sample's manufactured lot number can be recorded by clicking the sample link. The SIG field is where you can enter your specific prescribing directions. Information will populate this field when the medication is selected. Or you can manually adjust the SIG by using one of the SIG writing tools or by free texting the instructions. The SIG field is where you can enter your The SIG writer can be used to help maintain. The SIG writer can be used to help maintain consistency with your prescribing directions. The SIG generator will allow you to select from a list of SIGs that have been pre-approved in the Medispan database. The SIG field is where you can enter your specific prescribing directions. Information will populate this field when the medication is selected, or you can manually adjust the SIG by using one of the SIG writing tools. The SIG writer can be used to help maintain consistency with your prescribing directions, or the SIG generator will allow you to select from a list of SIGs that have been pre-approved in the Medispan database. Next. The hammer and wrench icon at the top of this section enables you to as a provider to configure your prescription area's preferences. Next. In the general comments section, you can add additional instructions or educational information for the medication. If you would like to include the comments on the prescription itself, you must click the Include General Comments checkbox in the Clinical Visit Summary section at the bottom of the screen. If you would like to include the comments on the prescription itself, if you would like to include the if you would like to include the comments on the prescription itself, you must click the Include General Comments checkbox in the Clinical Visit Summary section at the bottom of the screen. You must click the Include General Comments checkbox. If you would like to include the comments on the prescription itself, you must click the Include General Comments checkbox. If you would like to include the comments on the prescription itself, you must click the Include General Comments checkbox in the clinical. If you would like to include the comments on the prescription itself, you must click the Include General Comments checkbox in the Clinical Visit Summary section at the bottom of the screen. If there is a prescription education document available for the medication being prescribed, you can include it with the patient's. You can include it with the patient's clinical visit summary by clicking the patient education checkbox. If there is a prescription education document available for the medication being If there is a prescription education document available for the medication being prescribed, you can include it with the patient's clinical visit summary by clicking the patient education checkbox. If there is a prescription education document available for the medication being prescribed, you can include it with the patient's clinical visit summary by clicking the patient education checkbox. Last but not least, please note that if the pharmacy listed is grayed out, it indicates that this pharmacy does not accept electronic prescriptions. If e-prescribing is not a usable option, the script will automatically default to be sent as a fax.